Late last month, NPR announced that for budgetary reasons, Tell Me More, a one-hour daily news and talk show, would be off the air come August 1st. The show has struggled over its seven-year run. The listenership was tiny, and it was costing NPR more than $1 million a year. But the demise of Tell Me More revived long-standing concerns about diversity at NPR. It's the third show geared toward an audience of color canceled in the last decade. Or, as Verilyn Williams put it in a piece for Ebony Online, the shuttering of Tell Me More marks, quote, the end of NPR's blackest show. As a public radio producer herself, Williams had some questions for Keith Woods, NPR's vice president for diversity in news and operations. So we brought them together. Verilyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brooke.
And Keith, welcome to you, too.
Thank you, Brooke.
In an NPR report on diversity, it was stated that it's important for the news organization to sound like America. That was something that particularly caught you, right, Verilyn?
Yeah. And I would argue that sounding like America means that diversity is institutionalized and it's not just segments that air on NPR programs. And Tell Me More was hosted and produced by a woman of color. It covered diverse topics 5 days a week. And Michelle Martin had editorial control that I don't really see happening across public radio for the most part. How will NPR fill the void that Tell Me More's canceling is going to leave?
I feel pretty certain that some of the parts of storytelling, some of the parts of imagining the stories that we are going to tell will carry on. Lynette Clementson, who is an African-American woman, now tasked with helping to create this new presence for Michelle, is also at the director level in the organization. And if you spent any time at all with Michelle Martin, you know that you don't have to worry too much about her voice not breaking through.
Well, I started on Radio Rookies here at WNYC. I've interned a bunch in public radio. Then I went from interning to freelancing. One of the things that I've learned specifically as a freelancer is that even though producers or senior producers may have the best intentions, there is a level of control that you lose in that process. I guess my fear is that the more segmented a person like Michelle Martin is, the more watered down her perspective is going to be.
Let's say up front that you can't say that the end of that show with 5 hours of programming a week, when it goes away, doesn't take something with it. Having said that, though, the platform that Michelle gets, again, you know, NPR has this to prove, but I think with the amount of weight behind her from the top leadership down in the organization, we're going to see something different than we've seen at any other time at NPR. We have an opportunity there to do something very special and very different.
How many people of color are involved at high enough editorial levels to actually direct reporters in one way or another?
You probably have a substantial cadre of black leaders in particular at NPR at some significant levels. National editor, executive producer, two directors' positions, Audie Cornish as a host of All Things Considered, Arun Roth on Weekends All Things Considered. You look at the range of people there, and there's reason to say, yay, you know, we've been successful in some ways. The one thing in just 4 years of being at NPR that I know is that, you know, when you suffer setbacks, you get up and you move forward again.
After the layoffs that ended Tell Me More, non-white staffers made up 22.7% of the NPR newsroom, according to NPR. That's a lot better than the average of non-white radio journalists, which was 11.7% of newsrooms in 2013, so nearly twice as much. NPR's audience is calculated to be 87% white, and Michelle Martin's audience for Tell Me More was 80% white.
If diversity is a goal of NPR's, 7%, some people be like, it's just 7%, Verilyn. But that is trending towards your goal. When it was decided that Tell Me More would be canceled, was that ever brought up? Like, what was that conversation like?
Well, sure. It was at the center of the conversation. And I think we fully understood that it's a show that doesn't simply add a broader range of diverse voices to the air. It filters the world through a different set of filters. So you have a particularly interesting take on just about everything, whether we're talking about, you know, Beyonce 101, which was one of the more recent pieces, or you're talking about the crisis in Iraq. And I think that you have to look at the things that were the very best about that show and dedicate yourself organizationally to seeing to it that we're able to achieve that. Because we're looking at a bigger audience and perhaps ultimately a bigger impact.
I think we can all see the value of bringing her voice to millions of people in the tentpole shows.
Right.
But how would you assess what we're losing by not having Tell Me More?
The ability to spend exclusive time on ideas that are filtered through that lens of difference that the Tell Me More crew represented. When you talk about what's lost, it is the frequency of that happening because there's a show. But I don't believe we'll lose the perspective that grew out of the Tell Me More table. It will be different because there are going to be fewer people around it.
Just also the cultivation of people that Tell Me More brought, you know, was huge for me because it showed me what the possibilities were.
Michelle was getting voices on the air, sources on the air who made their way ultimately to other places at NPR who might not have made it there but for the fact that they came in through Tell Me More. Mm-hmm. But it is up to us organizationally to take the load off the shoulders of a single show or a single person. Mm-hmm. And that is also a piece of the work that we have underway at NPR right now. And we will have to wait to see how we do over time.
How have you dealt with the public relations part of this? Now, I know Tell Me More didn't have a lot of listeners. And part of that is because of its placement by local stations, all of whom get to choose where they put it. The other reasons, we can only project what they might be. Nevertheless, the National Black Church Initiative, which is a coalition of 34,000 churches, asked members and parishioners to refrain from donating to NPR, which fundamentally means donating to local stations, because, quote, NPR has abandoned the African American community. We cannot be expected to donate to a station who has failed minority voices in America.
We're an organization that has to make difficult decisions like so many other news organizations have. In context, NPR still has been one of the most stable news organizations and very much the beneficiary of a public that understands the relationship between their money and our work. So we have to make difficult decisions. We have to deal with the fact that when we do that, there'll be people like the Reverend who wrote that letter who disagree with our decision. I think that our public very much understands the realities of being a media organization in 2014. We can't say that it doesn't hurt when we have to close a show, but it is not the end of the world for the work that someone like Michelle Martin is trying to do.
Assuming that NPR had to end Tell Me More to address its deficit in 2014, do you think that NPR was doing enough in 2011, in 2010, in 2005? Is this a symptom purely of a momentary shortfall in a bad time? Or does NPR have some making up for lost time to do?
What makes answering that question difficult is that if you go back to 7 years ago when the show started, what you would find is an incredibly changing cast of characters year over year over year who have had significant roles in seeing to it that anything that we did rose or fell.
What Michelle Martin calls executive churn.
Churn, sure. Each of those events was a different event, but the consequence is the discontinuity that kills broader diversity efforts in the organization, or had, and did not do well by Tell Me More particularly, because I think the kind of work that we might now understand would need to be done over many years wasn't done at the level that it could have been done. Why was that? Is it institutional? I'm hard-pressed to say yes to that, but mostly because what is institutional at NPR is individuals, and we have had so much change. But we do know we could have done better.
Is this a weird position to be in, Keith?
What makes you say that, Brooke? You know, look, I came to NPR because I believe in what public radio does, the kind of journalism that we all should be aspiring to in the profession. And NPR offered to me through this particular work the opportunity to have a hand in changing not just the journalism, but changing the way that the consuming public understands the issues. And any awkwardness that I might feel being in a position here of defending a decision that we've made to close a show that is very much about that effort, any discomfort that I feel about that is overshadowed by the opportunity that I still believe exists here to do that kind of work.
Keith, thank you so much.
Thank you, Keith.
It's my pleasure. And Verilyn, nice to meet you. And Brooke, great to talk to you again.
Same here.
Same here. And Verilyn, thank you too.
Thank you, Brooke.
Verilyn Williams is a social justice journalist and communications organizer at the Brooklyn Movement Center. Keith Woods is NPR's vice president for diversity in news and operations.